Hey everyone, welcome to the last module in the SQL Server 2016 training kit. Scott Klein with Joe D'Antoni, and in this module we're going to be talking about some of the enhancements specifically around for DBAs.
Yeah, I think a lot of times DBAs feel like they get lost because Microsoft likes to demo the BI features because they demo really well.
Yeah.
Well, DBAs don't fret. There's a lot of great new features in 2016.
Awesome new features, yep. Let's begin with some of the enhancements around SSMS.
So SSMS has been decoupled from, and this isn't even really finished yet, so I don't know. I don't know what you're going to see by the time you're watching this, but SSMS has been decoupled from SQL Server, so
right.
You can go out and download it yourself, and much like the kind of the Power BI tools where they're doing a release every month, they're going to continue to do a release every month as they add enhancements.
Yep. Yeah.
So you'll see rapid enhancements come into the product.
Yeah, so you can always, when you open it, it'll say, hey, there's a new version of SQL Server Management Studio out there, you want to download it.
Yeah, right? And it's built on Visual Studio 2015 platform, so
yeah.
You don't have to go out and get Visual Studio 2015. But that you'll notice a few differences when you start using it.
So great stuff out there. If you've installed and played with SQL Server 2016, you'll notice if you've looked at some of the one of the key through the wizard.
Yeah.
Is it a new tempdb?
I'm mad because Microsoft took the script. I've been using it my clients for years to properly configure tempdb, but they're grabbing the number of CPUs,
yep.
And then giving you the right number of tempdb files. This has always been a magical guessing process amongst DBAs. Bob Ward gave this really great 3-hour talk at PASS Summit a few years ago on how many tempdb files you should have.
Right.
And generally, it's 4 or the number of, or less depending on the number of CPU cores you have. But setup will go ahead and do that. The other thing that got added to setup is. And this was typically a thing you had to work with your Windows administrator in the past, is instant file initialization.
Yep.
That's a checkbox, and it'll automatically add that. And what that'll do is if you grow a data file, it's not going to have to zero out the entire thing. It's just going to write to the end of the file.
Yep. All right. Another important cool one in there is live query stats.
So live query stats are, and let's see, I don't have a query up right now. You can tell this is my real DBA screen. I have who is active and and two kills. So live query stats is up here. So we can click this and get live query stats. What that does is gives us an animated view of how a query, and it's hard to demo because you need a really long running query to show it, but it will show you the percentage complete of a given operator and show the lines moving.
For this one, what we'll do in the module here, in the, we'll include a query that will allow you to demo this pretty good.
Yeah, Microsoft's been pretty good with the 2016 version of AdventureWorks actually has some bigger tables.
Yep.
So we can do some of that now, which is kind of nice.
All right, let's get into Query Store. We alluded to this in another module.
Yeah. The Query Store, if you haven't seen it, it's a really fantastic feature. I know Connor's been wanting to do this for a long time, and he's really happy that he can. Connor being Connor Cunningham is the chief architect for SQL Server.
Right.
So here, I'll just start out because DBAs like to configure things. We can configure our views for Query Store based on a number of things. So if we want to see what queries were the top consumers, CPU, duration, execution count, logical reads, logical writes. I know I always like to go logical reads. And we can base that on several different statistical functions like average, max, min. This is really fantastic for either finding bad queries in your system or tracking the performance of your system over time.
Yeah. So let's back up a little bit and just if we had a top two or top three, what are the top three reasons we'd use Query Store, right? I think you're right, I know it's a dangerous question, but I think you alluded to it. One is what are my top X performing, poor performing queries.
When your when your boss called and says, "Why is it running slow?" and that's the question. You're like, "What is it?" You can look at the Query Store and just say, "So like, for example, I had a client say yesterday I had something running slow," and I can say, "Oh, that ran when this big insert statement was running."
Yeah,
and that's why. Remember how you used to have to dig out the execution plan out of the plan cache, and you had to hope it wasn't flushed? Well, this was my worst running query yesterday by a long shot in terms of logical reads, and I don't have to go dig out. I don't have to do anything. The plan's right here. So that in of itself is fantastic.
Yeah.
That process used to take a couple hours. Now it takes minutes.
Yeah.
Connor's statement's the best to me. Take up golf when you start using this, because When your boss calls and says that, you find it, you go play about 9 holes, and then you come back and you say, here, yeah, I found the problem.
Yeah, I found the problem, yeah.
The other two things, and I don't think I have a good example of one here. Let's see. Because this only has one plan ID. If you have a query that has multiple execution plans, yep, perhaps you've got a parameter sniffing situation on where maybe you have a real skew in your data, you can force and unforce execution plans, and that's going to be honored by the optimizer. It's you used to be able to kind of do something like that with plan guides, but it was never really super effective.
Yep. This one says, I want to use this plan going forward, right?
Period. Yeah, and that carries across restarts, because the query store objects are persisted within your database.
Yeah.
So lots of handiness there, because there's...
And the key to using this, obviously, is you've got to let it gather the information over a period of time, right?
Yeah. So one thing to kind of showcase here, actually, it's a database properties. If we go to the properties,
there we go,
and we see query store. You can, by default, it's only going to allocate 100 meg to your database, and that's not a whole lot for a pretty busy database. So I've been setting it on my customer systems. I've been setting it to a gig. That generally seems to be enough to kind of hold a nice rolling window. It will auto clean up for you. It's not turned on by default, right, as of now. So it's something you want to think about turning on. One of the things I like to do, and I allude to this in the slide deck, is turn it on in model.
Yep.
The only warning is in model, it's not in the GUI, so you have to turn it on. You have to run the alter database statement yourself.
Oh, okay.
But then any new database you create is going to inherit that setting.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
So,
all right, great new features. I love the query store from a developer. And this is, we talked about this earlier. The query store is a, to me, it's a proactive tool, mm-hmm, not a reactive. You know, we can use it as a reactive way. Hey, you know, like why is my database slow?
Yeah.
But this is a proactive tool for me to go in and say, what's been going on in my database, and try to head things off before they get really bad.
Yeah, and there's a couple ways you can get started with this. One of the other things to note, I don't think we mentioned, this is available in SQLDB now.
Yep.
So all these views are built into SQLDB, and you can use the GUI, and you can show some pretty nice stuff. The DMVs are really great too, because you can just have a little basic query. If you're looking for something specific with the query store.
Yep, awesome. Okay, so Joey, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
everybody, thanks for watching, and I hope you get some great use out of this out of the training kit.